am thrilled to have in the studio live. We've got Honey Wise. Welcome to Sophia and Jason. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
All right, say it again. Let's make sure I have your mics on.
Doing great. Thank you.
Doing great. All right. Yep. Now, y'all are in town because you are playing a show tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
We'll be at Leftwoods. It's our second appearance there, so we're looking forward to being back. It's at 10 o'clock, a nice late show for a Wednesday, but
we can handle it. This is Amarillo.
Cool.
Now, you two were one of the handful of folk artists that I just look up while I'm there, and there are people in the studio, and you just wanted to say hello and give us a CD, and I really appreciate that, because public radio stations are one of the last vestiges of, thank you, I will listen to this and play it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
we definitely
appreciate it.
Yeah, and we've got, you know, a great eclectic mix across the High Plains, and you guys are from the Midwest. We cover a very vast area, so your sound fits right into High Plains morning. So we thank you both for coming in here and coming back. Sophia and Jason, you guys are in Honey Wise, and tell us a little bit about your music and how you came to music yourselves and how you found each other.
That's quite a lot of stuff.
Well, that's a lot of stuff in like three sentences or less. Just kidding.
Sounds like a test.
Well, we met because I had just decided I was going to go back to school. I'd actually quit college so that I could pursue music, but I really had no idea what I was doing. And so after a year and a half, I'm like, all right, I should probably just go get my degree and, you know, make a living for myself. But about a month into my last year of college, I met Jason at an open mic night, and I had my Native American flutes with me. And I'm like, hey.
As you... one does.
Yeah, right. I mean, always. I always have my flute on me. Not really, but a lot of times. Yeah.
So she has basically told me, you know, this is a B minor flute, so play the chords that are in the key of B minor. And I made something up right there. And I just loved what she was doing with them. And I thought this would be, I was touring as a solo musician at the time. And I was like, this would be great to take someone like this on the road. And I'd, you know, asked her if she'd be interested in jamming and stuff. And she's like, well, if you think I'm really good on the flute, you should hear me play the piano and you should definitely hear me sing. To which I thought, you know, most people think they can sing, but I'll check it out. And then I was blown away, absolutely, the first time I heard her solo music. And so we started jamming from there, and it turned into a little bit more than that not long afterwards. And I kind of just grew up in a musical family myself, so it was almost forced upon me. But I grew up playing heavy metal, though, and the folk influence definitely came from my mom and stepdad, who's also a folk musician, both of them. And so I grew up kind of learning that kind of stuff, too, and, you know, I was always into the Grateful Dead and bands like that. And so one day, just kind of started playing. I actually started playing outlaw country with the band. That's a completely other long story, but that's what I was doing when Sophie and I met, and we kind of mixed our two. She was doing the piano power ballads, kind of like Jewel Tori Amos kind of stuff, and we just kind of mixed the two. You know what we were doing, and this what we came up with was Honey Wise. And
well, let's hear a little what it sounds like.
Sure.
Alrighty. This song is called Feeling Good. I wrote it kind of inspired by my grandpa, who is always in a good mood.
And as her family always says, had quite a zest for life.
Yes, so hopefully that comes across in the song. It's called Feeling Good. Thank you. travel on. I've got friends who come along. I've got windows to roll down as we cruise from town to town. I've got paper and a pen. I've got an old mandolin. I've got beer with some honeybee. What more could a person need? Good, 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 good. Feeling good like I should.
Incredible. I have a feeling that people across the High Plains really, really enjoyed that one.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks so much. So now, is that a track off of your debut album?
Yes, it is. It's the final track on the CD. But
so you left it on an up note.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about making that album, Grass is Green. We've had it in rotation. We've been playing it on this show. So
awesome.
People are familiar
that.
With
yeah,
it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, at the time that we made the CD, we actually had a bass player. So the CD includes our upright bass player. And we worked with one of Jason's family friends who has a studio in his basement. But he really has quite an ear and has a huge collection of
equipment
and stuff. I mean,
for a basement studio, you're kind of blown away.
It's like grade A basement studio.
We appreciate grade A basement studios. You're sitting in one
right now. Yeah, right now we are. He calls it Jealous Dog Studios, and he's a kind of a friend of my mom and stepdad. My stepdad's recorded a couple CDs with him, and so that's where I've always gone to do my stuff too, my non-metal stuff. Because I had a metal guy when I was doing that, but we basically started writing a lot of these songs as we were on tour for the first time. We had almost no original music. And I say we, but what I actually mean is Sophie wrote these songs. And we found an upright bass that we could rent to own in Columbus, Ohio. And so we purchased that for our friend Trevor, who was a really great funk-style slap bass player. And I just told him, hey, you need to learn this. Come on the road with us. And so we went into the studio with about half of the songs for the CD written, and that whole time Sophie just stressed out and wrote more and more and more.
That's
I really wasn't stressing that much. I was having fun.
Well, that last song didn't sound very stressed out.
No.
Sounds like you were maybe feeling pretty good.
You should hear some of the new songs.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, Sophie, did you also come from a musical family as well? Is that how you came to music?
My mom's side of the family was pretty musical, but not necessarily like performance. Like Jason's family, a whole extended family, were like playing gigs, booking shows. Like my family was musical, but didn't really pursue it at all.
They were privately musical.
Right. You know, like church choir, or they would maybe sing for wedding or family events and that kind of thing. Definitely Christmas carols around the piano for family gatherings, but that was mostly the extent of the musicality.
Yeah. Well, I want to hear. I want to hear another song. We're. I'm just trying to make sure we get at least a couple more songs in there for you. So let's hear another one.
This is another one from the CD, and it's about nature and love and good stuff. And it's called "The Soaring Truth."
You ready there?
Yep.
2, 3, 4.
Like the grass is green and the sky is blue, and the birds fly high like a soaring truth. Like the seasons come and the seasons go, it's undeniable you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Like the water flows in the riverbed, and the autumn leaves turn from green to red. Like the planet circles the sun in fall, it's undeniable. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. You won't get me to change my mind. I know that this is true worth the time. Just one look inside your soul, and it's undeniable. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. And the shining stars all fade away. Like the planet circles the sun in full. It's undeniable, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. You give your love so freely. You give your life completely.
You just heard some Honeywise live on High Plains Morning. You wrote that song about my cat. That was so nice of you.
Hey, that was about my cat.
All right, all right. It just can't be a High Plains Morning live in studio set without me bringing up my cats. That was great. I love that. It's so positive. There's so much. I play a lot of downers here. You know, I play a lot of, you know, country and folk, and there's some downers. We hear about whiskey and cocaine and codeine on a morning. This is so great to have something so positive.
You must be playing Trampled by Turtles.
We're playing a whole lot of everything. All right, that's Honeywise. They're going to be playing live tonight at Leftwoods in Amarillo. Tell us a little bit about your tour. You've been kind of doing it for a while.
We are just perpetually on tour. We cover about 20 states from Las Cruces up to Montana. Where am I thinking of?
Missoula.
Not Red Lodge. Missoula. We just added Missoula to the list.
Excellent.
And then we go all the way from there throughout South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, down through Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky.
Wow.
Across through Missouri and everything in between, all of that. Right.
Excellent.
There.
Well, you guys have to take care of yourself. And you got your kombucha, you got fresh vegetables
That's
coming
right.
in. This is why the music is so positive. Real quick before we do your last song here, tell us a little bit about your music label. You have a music label called Wild Midwest.
Wild Midwest Records, yep. We have one person that we've just officially signed to it. It was kind of run as a co-op of sorts that musicians from around the Midwest, we helped each other trade shows and, you know, figure out where the local radio stations that were friendly to underground music were, and help each other in, you know, just numerous different ways. And it was something I started. So when Sophie and I started doing a little bit better with our music, we decided we'd actually start signing some people to it and helping them out, the people that don't want to do the legwork that we do, like booking and stuff like that. And then we just charge them a percentage and
you
make
each
a little
do,
extra money for ourselves.
Yeah, and you each have solo albums as well, where you do music that's a little different than what you do with Honeywise.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yep. Sophia's stuff, I guess I could let her talk about that.
Yeah, mine is a power ballad, solo singer-songwriter with piano in my voice, obviously. And music is just really, I try to write lyrically uplifting things. And hopefully people, when they're done listening, feel happy.
The world needs that, so we thank you.
Yeah. Mine is just outlaw country with lots of drug references and stuff that's not probably radio friendly.
Yeah.
But all of our stuff, anything on Wild Midwest Records, is available on iTunes, Spotify, all those places. And you can always get physical copies by going to wildmidwestrecords.com.
And what about Honeywise? Tell folks how they can find your music.
All of it's available, like I just said, all the internet sources you can think of, as well as wildmidwestrecords.com. You can order the physical copies there.
You can also get a link to our store from our website, honeywise.us.
Right. Forgot
about that. And if you feel so compelled, you can like our Facebook page, which is just Honeywise. Check us out there.
All right.
Wise so like an owl.
Yeah. Wise like an owl, yes. H-O-N-E-Y-W-I-S-E. All right, we got about 3 minutes left. I want to take it out with some music, but don't miss Sophia and Jason live at Leftwoods tonight in Amarillo, 10 p.m., and that's at 6th and Georgia. What's the last song we're going to hear, folks?
Side of the Road. This is a sad one. Sorry.
You're like, wow, your music's so uplifting. And, well, you know.
Sometimes everybody has bad days.
But if you stick around for the final verse, it does end in triumph. So.
2, 3, 4.
I wish I was dead on the side of the road. Yeah, I wish I was dead on the side of the road. Hawks and eagles would be happy to be fed while a circle of vultures fly over my head. I wish I was dead on the side of the road. Pretty little deer was lying dead on the side of the road. Yeah, a pretty little deer was lying dead.